Welcome to the Story Engine Podcast, where we teach you how to make marketing easier, more powerful, and fun through storytelling. I'm your host, Kyle Gray. Each week, we learn from top entrepreneurs, influencers, and world changers on how to share your story through content, copywriting, and speaking, and how to make your message your most powerful marketing tool. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Story Engine Podcast. My name is Kyle Gray, and today on the show we have Dr. Melissa Peterson. Dr. Melissa Peterson is a prolific entrepreneur and creator. She's done a ton of work in the health and wellness space, in television, and has created many, many books. Today we are going to talk to her about her latest book, Codes of Longevity, but more, we're going to talk about the big vision she has that Codes of Longevity is one part of. This strategy that she has where it's a peek into the mind of somebody who really is experienced in the marketplace they're in, knows their place in the world and the impact they want to leave, and has set up a strategy and all of the resources to make a very big vision to do so. So this is a very exciting, big thinking episode. Without any further ado, let me introduce you to Dr. Melissa Peterson. Dr. Melissa Peterson, I am so excited to have you on the Story Engine Podcast with us today.
It's so great to be here.
Now, you are just hot off the press, off of a really big book launch, and I am so excited to talk the details about this with you, but I want to introduce you to the audience first properly. Can you tell me a story about a moment from your life that has really defined who you are and how you're showing up in the world today?
You know, this is a really great question because it was a couple of months ago, I actually looked at this through a lens that maybe I never quite had before. I was having a conversation, ironically enough, with someone in the book, and we were talking about our first moment, our first earliest childhood moment that we really remember. And the first thing that popped into my brain was me. So I started dancing when I was 2.5 years old. And so the first memory was me on stage. I looked out and I had just finished, you know, my performance and my parents were out there and everybody's like applauding and excited and happy. And then in this next split second, I had the exact same view from the stage, but this time I was looking out and my dad wasn't there. And this was really, really interesting. You know, because it was like, oh, well, why not? I think at that time, maybe I was 8 years old. Why isn't my dad here? What's going on? What does this mean? Was I not good enough? Was the show not? And it was very interesting that what I have come to realize is that at a very young age, I was informed of the power of the stage and the power of being given any stage, whether it's a podcast or a literal stage that you're on, and how that can inform, incite, elicit, and impact anybody watching, viewing, listening, interacting. My whole career has been stage after stage after stage. I was literally on television and we were on a live TV show. We would travel, you know, we were number one for over 3 years and I would perform in front of audiences of 20,000 and more, plus be broadcast into millions of homes. And it was interesting because the stages kept needing to become bigger. And, you know, and you don't realize like, well, why is this? And why does it always need to be so much? And we're going to talk about my own platform and it had to be so much. And we'll break that down today, you know, and there's a lot of gift in that, you know, a gift that what does this mean? How has this informed my life? Well, it's informed me in the most powerful way because it's not an ego. It's a love. It's a joy. And at a young age, I recognized that by showing up, by willing to be on a stage, you know, you could really make a difference. And that lit me up. Like the first time everybody that mattered to me in the world, like it impacted them, right? So that is a memory. And there's a lot more to unpack there. But I think that's probably the one that has literally defined my entire life and career in so many ways.
Wow. It shows up like all of the stages that you've been on. You show up very clearly as a pro, just in even in how you framed that story and what it meant to you. And it added a whole new layer of meaning. It was blowing my mind because I've seen the level of professionalism in everything that you create and you do. And to see this underneath it puts it in a whole new context. Mm-hmm. You have created so many and mastered so many different stages. And the most recent one is not something people would always think of as a stage, but I honestly feel like it was my first stage that became the foundation for this very business. And so seeing the unfolding of the launch of your book, Codes of Longevity, has been just the marketer and this person who's done several book launches and thinks about the positioning and how it's all unfolding. I've been seeing like all of the details and just seeing how much thought and precision has been going into making this book. And so I would love to break down like the stories of the creation of this book and then how the launch has been planned and gone so far.
Thank you. And you know, what I want to let people know is that, my gosh, it's been over a decade ago now. I wrote my first book and it was more of a bucket list, right? Like something that I just felt called, I wanted to do. It was one of my early messages, which was all about authenticity and how do we fully show up as ourselves. And so I took all this time, I wrote this book and I self-published. I want to be published by Hay House. I want to be the next Oprah. Of course, everybody says those types of things, right? And so I have the book done and I never, at that point, you know, the internet and the programs and the content and the opportunity to dip in and listen to podcasts and learn from top experts so quickly and easily was definitely not what it is today. But I did come across, I followed all the stuff with Jack Canfield and I got kind of invited into a mastermind program with him and a whole big group. And I spent a year doing a deep dive. And I'm like, these are authors and publicists and PR and production. And like, they know how to pitch and do all of it. I'm like, I think the thing that's missing for me is I just don't know how to position this right. Right? Like, what do I need to do so I can have a best-selling book and go out there? Because I didn't know. And so I spent a year, invested a ton of money in this huge mastermind group. And literally my first day there, I'm so proud and so excited. I have these grandiose, you know, visions of what's going to be as soon as I have my book in hand. And they broke me down so quickly. Like, I think it might be the first moment that I was like, I think I'm am I having a panic attack? I don't even know what those are, but I think I might be having some kind of a panic attack because the vision I had was literally crushed, stomped on, and like thrown to the ground just like that. But that was okay. I wanted that. I didn't want somebody to just be like, oh, it's all going to be fine. They're like, Melissa, this is great, but it's vanilla. It's vanilla.
Yeah.
They're like, this message is heard by so many. And they're like, you have to understand that the health and wellness space is the most crowded, the noisiest, the loudest space out there. So what about this is you? And although it was me, it wasn't evident by the title or the subtitle or, you know, and interestingly enough, the first version of it was safe. It was what I thought I was supposed to write about in the position with the titles that I had. So long, short, and fast forward to now with Codes of Longevity. So I learned a lot of what not to do the first go around. And I did invest a lot of time and heart and energy and money. And I kind of had to let it go at one point, right? And just go, I mean, and I got a lot of press and things happened, but it just never was quite what my expectations were. And I point that word out very intentionally. So, you know, since then I took time away from it. And I just said, you know, I have so many books. I have so many books in me. I can't tell you how many half started books and whole books. And I finally said, okay, let me really study what makes a great book and for what reason. So in marketing, you know, I always would tell all of my mastermind people, hey, you really have to start with the end in mind. Before you do anything, whether you're going to do an ad, whether you're going to write a book, a blog, you're going to go talk somewhere, you're going to do something, for what reason? You need some type of filtration system to easily be able to say yes or no. Because we can hear marketing ideas all the time and think that we should. Oh, I should do that. I should do that. I should. Well, everybody's doing a podcast, so maybe I should do a podcast. Oh, everybody's writing a book. I should write a book. Just because you can doesn't mean that you should. And so I said, you know, let's really figure out for what reason. And when I didn't have a clear reason, I was like, then it's not time. Now, my work for a very long time with entrepreneurs was always around creating your impact, right? How do you, and we've all heard this tagline, but how do you scale? How do you amplify your income, influence, and impact? But impact was a very real word for me. It always has been. And so I wrote The Impact Factor. I never published it. And because I was like, is that what I want? Is that what my next book is going to be? And this is why. Like, I got very intentional. What is the message? Because the next book that comes out is actually going to be something of significance. What is the message I want to come out with? And so this is a hard lesson, I think, for any entrepreneur, is we get excited. We are creators naturally. And so we want to create. And sometimes we put, you know, and like, hey, go ugly early in marketing, right? Like, let's throw spaghetti on the wall. Let's see what sticks. What are people going to gravitate to? And I'm not saying that that's an inaccurate strategy. That can work. I've done it. I'm sure you've done it, Kyle. And there's a lot of feedback that comes from anything that we choose to do at any stage in our career and our journey. But at this stage in my career and my journey, you know, I wanted to get very intentional. And what I did very differently this time around than I've ever done before is I did slow down. And I didn't just go, okay, well, what do I talk about all day long, every day? What is an easy book to write? Because if you, you know, a lot of self-publishing courses and things like that will say, hey, your first book. And I think if I were doing it all over again, I'd say, yeah, absolutely. Your first book, it should be what you talk about all day, every day. Not what you want to talk about, but what do you already talk about? Like that you can just like bang out. You already know what those points would be. Where's your person at? Where do you want to take them? And what are those steps you need to move them through along that journey to really get them there? And I think, again, if you're in marketing, you know, certain types of business, that strategy works really, really, really well. But I was like, that's not what this book is going to be. So Codes of Longevity for me was about a legacy project. And interestingly enough, I knew it, but I didn't fully know it at the beginning. And here's why. And at any time, because Kyle, you know me, and I can definitely chat. So if you need me to come up for air, just let me know.
I'm having a great time. This is, you're just blowing my mind and I'm along for the ride. I'm
okay. All right. Just checking. I'm just checking in, just calibrating. So, you know, it was more than 18 months ago. I had a mastermind group, you know, a little bit about me on my health side of things. I run an academy of epigenetics. We're one of the global leaders. I'm, you know, big in the health space. And what I've done in the health space for many years is, yes, I had many practices, did a lot of front-facing work with clients and patients. But really over the past decade, that became more and more B2B, back end, healthpreneur to healthpreneur, coach to the coach, supporting my fellow healthpreneur to truly understand how to leverage the virtual space and have a thriving business. So that's just short context to say, so here I have my mastermind, my high-level mastermind of about 20 of some of the top precision health experts out there. And I'm working with them and teaching them about their niche and their messaging and their storytelling and their branding and stages and the whole deal. And you know, what was happening again and again is I'm like, they're so busy working in their business that they really desire to scale their business, but they're too in the daily interactions and then they're in the trenches. And I'm like, while they want to be on stages, they don't have the bandwidth and or the finances, because they weren't that at that point that they could just say, go build it for me and I will come. I will arrive and do my magic. It was like, well, so I said, great, I'm just going to build the ecosystem. I'm going to build it for them, because to truly create the level of evolution that we are now facing in humanity, and this could be in any, you know, any pocket. So whether it's health, whether it's politics, whether it's education, whether it's finances, whether it's the climate, you pick your topic. We as a human species are at a very beautiful time, poised for the most significant evolution to date. And it's a very rapid up-leveling. And what this means is we're coming to the time, and you know, you and I were speaking about this before the interview started. You are hearing a message of unity, right? And it is a time of unity. It's a time of connecting to the collective. And I'm not talking about one, you know, hive brain. I'm not talking Elon Musk stuff right now. I'm really talking about, we all are being asked to own our zone of genius, quit watering ourselves down and compromising ourselves across many, many lanes and thinking, well, I got to do this and I got to do that and that and that. Be excellent at what is in your heart. Be excellent at what speaks to you the loudest and the most frequently, and connect in these powerful collectives with the other people that are synergistic to you, that amplify your genius and you amplify theirs. So it's
I say something right here, just because, yes. Again, I just love this so much. And this is actually something very close to my heart. And so just like this will confirm things for you in a way, but I've spoken about this at length on this podcast before, but the idea of the human resources crisis, where I believe like all of the problems in the world are solvable within like the human resource capacity, but there's like Einsteins and Malalas and like all the great people on the spectrum who aren't doing that because they're like playing it safe, or you know, they're not in touch with their heart. And so I agree. I feel it's like part of my purpose and part of what I do in my own way to connect people with that, to solve that problem. And so, as you were saying, you attract those people and these things line up. And so I felt that and I sensed that right away. And so I think that that's really, it's cool alignment being confirmed right now.
Yes. And thank you for that. And I love knowing that you're having that conversation actively. And I think the biggest thing about it is there's this ongoing illusion of lack, and our very innate design, it is truly limitless potential and abundance. And so we are constantly sold and communicated and told a story, if you will, that reinforces this lack. So people are not connected to their full potential of their capabilities and their resources. And because of this false sense of lack and not enoughness, and because we can scroll and at any moment look at our, you know, our friends, our peers seemingly exceeding us, and how are they doing that and I'm not? Why did they get that and I didn't? How are they doing this and I'm not? So all of a sudden there is this idea of, crap, like I better catch up, meaning now I need to try to go do that because everybody's doing that thing now. And now I got to, and we continue to dilute our greatness. We continue to buy into this idea that we are supposed to do the same things as everybody else is doing because that's the latest thing that's trending in our feeds, and it's not accurate. So the best thing that we all can do, and I think it's the gift of COVID, quite frankly. I mean, we've been disrupted intentionally in such ways. It's almost as if Source is saying, what else do we need to do to get you to just sit in yourself? Just sit in yourself, honestly and fully, and just listen and plug in and just show up and be you. Like, seriously, how much longer are we going to keep playing these games? Because like, stuff's about to happen. So show up or don't, right? And so bringing this back to Codes of Longevity, this started with this idea of, I thought I was creating this platform for my collective. And while that is true, I didn't see the full truth because I have been saying for so long, I don't want to go back out and be Dr. Melissa. Like, I'm happy just being on the backside again, like just working peer to peer. That's cool. And, you know, everybody kept saying, but you're supposed to be Dr. Melissa and you're supposed to be on the front side of this. I'm like, I know. Anyway, long short. So I saw the masterful designs going, okay, I'm going to build this entire ecosystem. And the ecosystem is a platform where my expert's voice can be heard. And that's going to be a summit. And from the summit, there will be a book. And from the summit and the book, there will be a docuseries. And from the summit and the book and the docuseries, there's also a podcast and there's also a magazine. And so there are these front-facing pieces that continue over time to give my experts their platform to be seen and to be heard and to make their impact. Because it's not just my voice that is needed. Yet I'm the one who understands how to tell the story and weave it in a way that's not more lack, limitation, sick care, broken down, and disease. Because that is not the truth of who any of us are. And so the story that I'm here to tell, you know, quite clearly, Kyle, is all about tapping into, harnessing, and expressing the truth that is within, that true limitless potential that is literally encoded in your DNA. And so all of that said, as I was going through the process, it became a lot. And so if anybody listening is thinking about doing a summit, they're thinking about doing a podcast, it's a fun idea until you're in it and you realize if you want to do it well, it's one thing to do it, but are you doing it just because everybody's doing it? Again, for what reason? And my summit was big. It was 5 days. I had about 70 interviews. It was massive. And lives, it was a lot. And it got to a point that I was doing that in the book. And I came to a moment where I'm like, what am I doing? I had hired teams and the whole deal, but there were still lots of points of breakdown that I was just like, man, this is more than I thought I signed on for. I don't know if it's worth it. Right. And I think we all have those defining moments. Is what I'm doing worth it? Which is why you have to come back to your why. And I had to just stop and say, why am I doing this? And I had to get quiet and I had to go in and I had to just sit in the discomfort, sit in the frustration, and also sit in my own truth and realize, wait, why am I getting so triggered by all of this? What is the opportunity here for me? Because if I'm getting triggered, that's resistance. And that's simply me being out of alignment with my highest self. So what am I missing here? What is this really about? And I'm like, oh, it's not about them. It is about me. So let me own that. Let me own it and quit telling myself the story that it's for everybody else. I'm not here to put the show on for everybody else, like I thought I was at 2.5 years old. I'm like, this one's for me. So now what is that really about? And what it all came down to was the word legacy. And so again, understanding the truth of our ability as human beings, understanding really the power where we're at in this time space, this evolution, all of it. I'm just like, legacy and longevity, it's an interesting conversation because by its very nature, I'm not talking about gerontology and aging or anti-aging. I'm talking about longevity. And that means how do you extend lifespan, health span, wealth span? How do you extend beyond what is currently thought possible? And how do we look in new ways and places? So it's going forward versus just kind of tinkering with what is. And so I was like, but it's not just about us. Legacy means 7 generations forward at minimum. What does that look like when we show up today in our highest self in new ways of understanding that our only limitations are right here and through the words and our beliefs of what we're believing about these words and how that's literally communicating to our very cells, to our DNA, to our physiology? What would happen if we all start telling ourselves and each other a new story? And so Codes of Longevity became, it was intentional, it was by design, and it wasn't just a one-off because I knew that this was something, I've done lots of one-offs over my career, right? And you put a lot of energy in and it's fun, it's exciting, but then you do it and it either meets, exceeds, or completely doesn't even touch your expectations. But always afterwards, it's always like, oh, like back to the drawing board, next project. Let's do another launch. You guys, that word, that process. And let's just call it what it is. It's a pain in the ass and it's draining. It really is. Like, yes, there is the excitement in the creation, but what if we could harness the power of that creative drive? Because we love the creation and we love when it's live and people are engaging. So what if we could understand that at the very beginning and allow that to truly fuel the entirety and then said, what could this be beyond a single one-off, right? Anything we create has energy, it has life to it. And so I just said, okay, I decided while I knew this would be a bestseller, I absolutely knew it. And I did it by design about how I was, we were a bestseller while we were still in pre-sale. I'm very proud to say, and we were number one new release on many categories. We've hit number one on all of our categories we were ranked in. But for me, I'm like, Amazon is easy. I want to go off of Amazon. So for me, I was like, to me, right? And it was interesting. I was still setting goals and objectives and parameters. And my coach, one of my coaches, is a numerous times New York Times bestselling author. And she's just phenomenal. And I had a meeting with her last week. And I'm like, okay. So we're a couple of days in. And everything is like coming up gold, right? Like, it's awesome. But I'm like, I was already feeling that the baby's been birthed. Like, the launch has happened. And now what? right? Like that moment.
I've been there.
Of course. Of course. Everybody listening, if you've done it more than once, you've been there. And she said, Melissa, you didn't write this book. Just remember, she had to remind me of my own words, right? That's the power of having a great coach. And she's like, you didn't just do this for this book and this to get bestseller status. Like, go back to your why and remember your book. Your book is your creation. So the faster you can, you know, just reconnect to everything that book was about and really fall in love with it again, which I never stopped loving it. I mean, I'm super proud of this work. And I will tell you, it was different. It's one thing when you write your own book, start to finish. But when you do a collaborative effort and you bring in other experts who all could write their own books, and that was also by design. I said, you're each going to write your first chapter that's going to be your chapter for your book. I already told them, like, this is priming you for the book that you're now going to write. So again, I did this very intentionally as part of my whole experts network.
Hey friends, I wanted to take a quick break from the podcast to share something really exciting with you. You see, over the last few years, I've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs, coaches, and thought leaders just like you create powerful and high converting presentations that allows them to enroll their customers and grow their business with their story. I've worked with many brilliant thought leaders and well-known names, and I've worked with many aspiring thought leaders who are just getting started. And I have found that there are five key and common mistakes that most people are making when creating presentations that are killing their sales. These mistakes are often counterintuitive, and so sometimes I need to employ some brutal honesty in order to get it through to my clients how important it is to correct these mistakes. I've gotten these mistakes written down in a guide that I use with all of my clients, and I want to share this same guide with you so you can avoid these costly and painful mistakes in your next presentation and start to see a boost in your sales as soon as you start to correct them. If you'd like this list, go to thestoryengine.co/honest. That's thestoryengine.co/honest. And I would love to know what you think and what you're working on. All right, let's get back to the show.
I have to stop you right here just for a second, just because you're moving over this very quickly and it's like fascinating and impressive. There's like, you have 30, how many people wrote a chapter for this book?
I believe we have 25. I
25. Of some of the leading minds in every corner of this health and wellness space, and you've brought them all together. And not only that, and like you were saying, unity, and they all played their part in launching this book as well, yes. Which is like this ultra supercharged. I remember doing this like in my early days as a content marketer blogger, getting all excited when I had the roundup post with like 12 different people, because I knew the traffic was coming when everybody was like excited to promote. And I just saw this and I was like, oh, and then I see it. And now you're like explaining it with like, oh yeah. And that's just this part of this giant snowball that I've been rolling with the summit and the this and the that and turning it into bigger things. So it's been like blowing my mind, and we've barely gotten into like anything like somewhat like technical. It's just the philosophy has been it's like so valuable and amazing. But anyway, so you organized an army of writers for this.
I did. And it's interesting, even when people are experts and brilliant at what they do, if you've ever sat down to write a book, it's a very different process. And it's really interesting, the psychology that comes into play of how we get into our own head about our own abilities and potential. And I made it as, we thought we made it as easy as possible. And I gave them writing, like I took them through how to do all of it. And it was really interesting. Everybody bumps up against themselves, right? When you're being asked to grow, when you've asked for the opportunities to grow, and then you're actually given those opportunities, there's always resistance, right? And so it was a beautiful process. I mean, some of my people, I'm like, no, you've got to rewrite this. Like, I need more of you. This isn't what I need. Like, I need, you know, and I made them go back to the drawing board. Like, because I know the story that's supposed to come out, but I also know why I chose each of them. I know their code of genius, and it's very intentional. And FYI, Codes is a series that's not going to just be longevity, but Codes of Wealth will be coming out, Codes of Happiness, Codes of Spirituality, because a code is a piece of information that is absolutely essential in the expression of the topic. And all of that actually fits into longevity. When you look at what does it take to live a long life well, it's not just the food you're putting in your mouth or how much sleep you're getting, but it really is your purpose, your connection. It is about spirituality. It is about gratitude. It is about the right nutrients. It is about right, you know, Krebs cycle process in your body. There's from the Petri dish all the way out to the existential, you know, it all matters. And so that's why I'll be able to play in this sandbox for a super long, long time, as far as for me directing the conversation. But coming back to this, to kind of bring this into a wrap place, and then you can ask any specific questions you want. I also knew as I was going through it, and we as creators typically think a couple of things. We think we have to have it all figured out, and we create timelines and deadlines, and then we think we're also supposed to do every step. So while I knew 18 months ago, I'm doing a summit, I'm writing a book, like literally last year, last October, I was meeting with publishers. I'm like, here's the title. Here's what's going to be. Here's how it all works. Like I saw it, I knew it. And then I quickly went to work organizing it, orchestrating it. And I had expectations of how it was all supposed to unfold. And it quickly was not doing that. Right. So I'm like, okay, I have a couple of choices. I can either like try to control this as much as possible and probably be frustrated the majority of the way. Or I can allow this process to show me what it's here to show me. Because I understand the inspiration of this. And I also understand this is so much bigger than I yet know. So I surrendered to that. And I think this is really important for people. Like, again, just huge. I've learned so much through this project that I would not have known going in that I was going to learn. And so I surrendered and I said, okay, I'm going to just focus on the summit first. And I'm going to not worry about all the other parts. I'm just going to simply show up and do my interviews. And I'm going to let myself be a student. As much as I know this, I'm going to allow myself to be the student as the interviewer versus the expert. And I'm going to just be present with it. And I'm going to allow it to inform the next steps. The book was actually originally supposed to come out before the summit. And I said, no, why would I do that? So midstream, I'm like, no, that doesn't make any sense. I'm going to get a whole bunch of new leads on the summit. Why wouldn't I wait until after the summit for the book to come out? And so we shifted that, you know, so made those changes. And we were still doing chapters up until September when they were not, this thing was supposed to be gone, published. Like we took it to the very end, and I don't recommend that. Yet I was like, I had to keep seeing with it, and I had people submit stuff, and I'm like, well, this is missing. So at the 11th hour, I'm going into experts chapters. I'm writing things, and I'm like, because I'm just like, no, this, you guys, you missed this. And then I'm like, oh crap, we don't even have this. Nobody's speaking on this. So I had to reach out, like hot dial my friend expert in that. And I'm like, hey doc, I need you. Look, I know you've got 3 days. Can you write a chapter on this? She's like, can you give me 4? I'm like, done. You got it. She's like, and she made it happen. She was a rock star, delivered it, you know? And so then the book comes out, and I'm talking with them the whole way through. And what I learned is when you do a book, and you probably know this, Kyle, but I'm still learning a lot with the book. And I'm happy to say that your book should be a year-long strategy. So again, it's not a one and done. It is a year-long strategy, which I didn't know at the beginning. Like it was a piece of this larger. And so the piece, because I know the topic in and of itself and the way that I put this book together with intention, there is nothing else out there like it. Because most books on this still look through the lens of gerontology and broken and aging, or maybe some hormones. They're looking at it through the anti-aging lens, even if they're talking longevity. This is the first book to look through complex systems. It's all about epigenetics, and it's all about from the life down to the cell and the cell back out to life, right? And so it's connecting the dots. I call it really the bridge between the science and soul, because it's connecting the dots of the things that we hear about, but we don't really know why or how. So anyway, I know this book's going to have legs for a long time. And the last two pieces I'll tell you, and I'll hush, is that this is where, and I think this was one of the things that you loved from this. Here's my strategy. I did a bonus course that's a companion to the book. And I'm gifting it for a period of time to help incentivize early sales. Later, it's going to become part of a free plus shipping book funnel as an upsell. Okay. So, but for right now, it's a freebie. And in that, I'm pouring tons of value because whether a person ever works with me or not, I just want them to really, really understand the power of what they've got in their hands. But I intentionally help them to understand what more is possible. And so I let them know about the next step. And the next step is the 120 Collective. And this is, I decided everything I've done for years now has been very high ticket because I'm fortunate enough to be able to put myself in that category to do that and only to accept a few clients a month. And I'm just like, but you know, this is important and I want to democratize this. So I actually did something very different on this strategy than I've ever done before, than I've done in years, which is I've taken the 120 Collective down to 120 a month. And they're going to get access to these longevity experts, live sessions every month, plus courses over the course, but it's a year commitment. You can't just come in a month at a time and dip in and dip out. So there's that part of it. But who speaks in the collective? My experts over here in my experts network. And so there's this beautiful cross-pollination. And it's for me, while I will be the main person that hosts the conversation, what is super important to me is, again, it comes back to the power of that collective. I want the right experts in the right topics to come in and really shine and share. And I want this 120 Collective to have the opportunity, should they choose, to go work with that person. I don't want them all to work with me because I'm not, you know, like I'm not doing that anymore. And that's okay. But there's enough to go around. So for me, it was about truly building a collective that gives and receives. So everybody, by the decision to show up, has the opportunity, to the extent they want to pour in value and contribute, to have this beautiful stage where they can make impact, where they can gain income and influence. So it's they pour in and they've got the opportunity to receive out. And so it feels really good to me. And I'm like, this thing can amplify ongoing and it will continue to feed itself and grow itself and support itself. And I just facilitate the right connections. And so that was really kind of the whole thing.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Well, Melissa, this has been one of the easiest interviews I've ever done. Thank you so much. It was absolutely unexpected and delightful hearing and learning and going much deeper beyond. I was expecting like tactical keyword kind of things. And we just went all the way deep. And it was just very inspiring to see how this highly structured, strategic marketing launch and a very, very successful strategy has this deep legacy core to it. And I think that a lot of people can draw a lot from that. Do you have any closing thoughts for us? And where can we go to learn more about Codes of Longevity?
Thank you so much, Kyle. I would just say that I think it is the most important thing. Like, we can go down any rabbit hole on keywords and tactics all day long, and there's always going to be some new thing. And yet that in and of itself is what's trending any day. If you truly do connect to your why, and look, for some of us, it's because I got to keep the lights on. I got to pay the rent this month, right? It may not be legacy. Like, you may not be at that point in your journey yet that you're thinking seven generations out, and that's okay. You know, but whatever it is, let it be real and let it be not from the side of fear and lack. It's like you and I spoke, man, you had some awesome inspirations that, you know, gave you a whole next level breakthrough in your income, but it wasn't out of fear. It was out of enthusiasm. It was out of excitement. It was out of, I am doing this because, and so sometimes even if we got to pay rent and going, holy crap, you know, how am I going to pay rent and eat this month? I don't know. Like, it shouldn't be like, oh crap, how am I going to eat and pay rent? I am going to eat the most delicious food and I love where I live and I'm so grateful to be here. And what an awesome opportunity that I get to get up today and serve in my zone of genius to give. And as I give, I am receiving so plentifully and abundantly. And I just know it. And I want more of this. And I want to keep saying yes to this. Totally different energy. Totally different. And so you come from that place. All the tactics, you'll be directed to the right masterclass, podcast, you know, article, whatever. Like if you do need, you know, shoring up on which keyword, that stuff will show up, but align with the right energy and intention, and you will rapidly catapult in ways beyond nuts and bolts strategy is going to do for you. Okay. And the last thing, so thank you. Codesoflongevity.com is where you can get the book. You can find out about all this, just the word codes, C-O-D-E-S of longevity. And right now, I don't know when this will air. It's still only 99 cents on Kindle, right? It's about to go up next week. So we were doing that just for the first 2 weeks. And right now you can still get the free Path to 120 course too, which will also be going up and no longer free after next week. So anyway, those are a few fun things. But the last thing I would say, Kyle, depending on what people might be interested in wanting to connect with me about, is you can always just go to my main site, Doc Melissa, and under my contact form, there's different things that you can check off of kind of what you want to learn more about. Do you want to learn more about the codes of 120, or do you want to learn more about the Experts Network, right? You're really interested in being able to plug into a collective of really high-level visionaries that are truly here to change the world, and you want to be in that space. So DocMelissa.com or codesoflongevity.com. And Kyle, thank you. You're amazing.
Thank you. Enough said. Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. This has been an amazing experience.
It's been my pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Story Engine podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes and resources mentioned on this episode and every other episode at thestoryengine.co. If you're looking to learn more about how to use storytelling to grow your business, then check out my new book, Selling with Story, How to Use Storytelling to Become an Authority, Boost Sales, and Win the Hearts and Minds of Your Audience. This book will equip you with actionable strategies and templates to help you share your unique value and build trust in presentations, sales, and conversations both online and offline. Learn more at sellingwithstory.co. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.